Putting the eggs almost all in one basket for 10th Street Rail isn't working out so well for the city of Springfield. I'm Bill Wheelhouse. Joining me, Tim Landis, business editor of the State Journal Register for the WUIS SJR Business Report. Tim, just a couple of weeks back, the city had said it had a deal to put a lot of money towards rail relocation to 10th Street and much less to 3rd Street. What happened since then?
It's been about 3 weeks ago, Governor Rauner called Mayor Langfelder, County Board Chairman Andy Van Meter, local legislators for a press conference at the governor's office to announce an agreement that would shift the focus of local rail spending to moving trains from 3rd Street to 10th Street. Now, a key part of that was the Illinois Department of Transportation pledged to put $12 million toward the next round of construction on 10th Street, contingent on $16 million from the federal government that would go toward the next two underpasses at Ash and Laurel Streets. Well, then last week, the federal government announced the $16 million had not been approved, and as Andy Van Meter put it, that pretty much the whole deal just fell apart, and now they're trying to put it back together.
So when they're trying to put it back together, does that mean they're trying to put it back together to keep the 10th Street momentum going? Or does this mean we'll see some more efforts on work on 3rd Street, or what will happen?
Those are all questions that are out there. And we suspect there are a lot of discussions going on this week involving the governor's office, city and county representatives, Illinois Department of Transportation, federal rail officials, trying to figure out where this money comes from. The catch here has always been that they cannot take money from 3rd Street, which is about $30 million worth of work, and spend that on the 10th Street corridor. So essentially, they don't know where the next round of money is going to come from to continue that 10th Street work. And as you know, Bill, the whole push here, at least for the city and county, has been to concentrate on 10th Street consolidation. So they really are just kind of stuck at the moment.
People, when they fill up gas, pay motor fuel taxes, and they've been paying them continuously, haven't stopped since the 1st of July. But payments to cities and towns who benefit a lot from that motor fuel tax haven't seen those checks arriving, and they're seeing some impacts as a result.
You know, one of the things just kind of in the course of my job, I'm around a lot of city, county, and township road officials just planning various projects. And one thing you've heard over and over in the last few weeks especially is the state, because it does not have a budget, is not distributing motor fuel tax money that the state collects on behalf of the local governments, then sends a share of that back to them. That pot of money is now up over $181 million. The money's still coming in. The comptroller's office explaining to us that without a budget, they have no authority to send that out. Now, the catch for that being, especially if it's a small rural road district or township, they really rely on that money to fix the potholes, buy road salt, clear the snow in the winter. So it's going to cause certainly some headaches for the smaller townships as this budget crisis drags on.
After many years in business, the Food Mart on Monroe is going to be closing early next year. However, nearby restaurateur Joe Galena of Galena's Pizza says he wants to purchase the buildings, but raised some eyebrows when he said, well, he might like to demolish at least some of that building down there.
You know, Pete and Tony Pereira, who are fifth-generation owners of the Food Mart, have decided they're going to retire. There's no family members coming along that would want to take over. It's really a grocery store, deli, and wine shop there on Monroe Street. January 31st is their final day in business, and the owner of Galena's Pizza and Restaurant, Joe Galena, has purchased the buildings. One of the things he told us he has in mind is demolishing possibly at least a part of those buildings for parking. But we can tell already there's going to be some resistance to any attempt to tear those buildings down. One of the interesting things about that bill, Food Mart, a portion of it where it's located now, is in the original location of what was a small grocery store the family started back in about 1895. So those are not buildings of, we already are hearing from the city, they're going to let just simply be demolished. So there'll be some discussions, I'm sure, between Mr. Galena and city officials between now and the end of January.
We'll keep tabs with Tim Landis, business editor of the State Journal Register. Read what he's working on daily in the SJR.